大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hello， 大家好，我是在 Hi。
So ask me a question.
I'm gonna ask you a question because yeah, I like it. So Mumu, do you think that we should be formal or informal in work? And like, should the way we talk be professional or unprofessional?
我觉得在工作当中吧，在 formal 正式和 informal 非正式之间，我们都要有个度。I don't think we should be too formal or too informal.Well, we should be professional when we do our work.、Mm. 我觉得工作的时候还是要展现出这个专业度的。
I think that's a good point. But nevertheless, I think we should learn more work expressions we can use for work.
Sure, let's start. 今天就教大家一些职场的表达，可能听到的和你想的意思是不一样的。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。I always find this phrase to be quite useful, like...你老板啊对你说 fire away, it doesn't mean the fire ran away. Let us give you guys an example.
Mumu.
Yeah?
I have a lot of great ideas for next year's broadcast.
Fire away, not go away. Fire away.
Fire.
See here I used fire away to encourage Dave to speak up his mind to tell me his ideas.所以就是当你的老板呢对你说 fire away 的时候，你要知道他的意思就是让你放心的大胆的说出自己的想法，并不是说要你滚开走开。
So fire away is used to encourage the other speaker to tell you what they wanted to say.
What do you think of a lot of companies sweated blood to make some events possible?
What do you mean sweat blood?
对，我刚刚说了一个表达叫做 sweatBlood, sweat 就是汗水 ，blood 就是血。那到底什么意思呢？就是你没有发现现在很多公司都是拼死拼活，竭尽全力来完成一些任务和项目，所以这个 sweat blood 指的是拼命的去工作，拼命的做某事。
So I think I have an example for this. So this company sweated blood to get this work finished before Friday.
对，就是表示呢，这个公司拼命的把这个工作要在周五之前把它完成。Just try your best to do something.
Oh, that's like sweat blood. Oh, it's、yeah. like they did their best. Oh, makes sense.
The next one.
To put something off. If you put something off, you delay doing it.
Yeah, you're delaying reading your script. 就是拖延症犯了，拖延做某事 like procrastinate、
mm-hmm.
就可以用这个表达比如说呢 I put off writing the report until the last day. Now I have to work overtime to finish it. 就是我报告拖到最后一天才写，我现在要加班加点的完成了。
So what if you want to say this person at work is so loved and very popular? How do you describe that with just a simple word?
就是怎么来形容办公室里那种非常的 loved, 受人喜欢的非常 popular, 非常受欢迎的这种人呢 You just say that guy is such a people person. People person is somebody extroverted, has great social skills and loves interacting with people. 就是对这样一种人呢就是很讨喜，喜欢和别人交流，然后呢就很受欢迎，然后很 social, 对吧？就是那种大家喜欢的人，叫做 people person.
I'm such a people person, you know, like I'm not modest about
Let's carry on. I have a lot on my plate. If you define that literally, you might think you have a big plate full food.
But no, it actually means if you have a lot on your plate,、mm. it means you have a lot of work and responsibilities at that moment.
对，所以如果你说 I have a lot on my plate, 我的盘子里有很多的东西，并不是说你盘子里有很多的吃的，只是说表示你的工作特别的多。Sorry, I didn't finish the script earlier. I had a lot on plate earlier. 就比如说我早些没有完成这些脚本是因为我之前呢有很多事情要处理，那这个时候就可以说 I had a lot on plate
earlier.
So Dave, can you make another sentence? For example, I invite you have dinner with us. So do you have time to come to have dinner with me?
I am so so sorry. I have so much on my plate. I have to work. I have to work out. I have to study. I have to meet my girlfriend if I have a girlfriend, but that's not there. I have to do a lot of stuff. I am really sorry. I'm not like having an excuse, but I do have a lot on my plate. So yeah, no, I don't want to be there. Thank you.
I think nobody want to listen so many reply when you invite someone to have a dinner. 所以呢，当你要说你很忙没有时间的话，就可以说 Oh, I'm sorry, I have a lot on plate today, and blah blah blah. And tell the people what are you going to do if the people want to listen to you.
Yeah, if the people want to listen to.
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，带着大家从衣食住行一起来学习地道的口语表达。那么大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了，让我们一起快速帮你解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Alright guys, thank you so much for listening to today's broadcast. We love you so much. 我是 Day.
我是木木，我们下期见啦。
再见。
Bye.